I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm Freebear, one of the hosts, and I cede my time to Steve to tell us what those two garbage songs were at the end of Deca Smash that no one was ever going to get.
I cannot believe that you guys did not get these. I'll play them in Deca Smash form again. Well, by Smash form. But... two of the biggest hits. Can't believe you didn't get them.
Saturday summers, when I was a kid. Schoolyard. Here's what we did.
Is this an artist we should know?
Absolutely. Both of them.
Is it Dermot the Frog? Singing something about Saturdays?
Saturdays?
It's Brad Garrett.
Or is it Ray Romano? Yeah.
Saturdays.
Okay, I mean, I know...
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Everything that I need to know in there, the four things, two artists, two song titles, mm-hmm. I have one artist.
What do you got? Who do you got?
Frank Sinatra. Like, I recognize his voice.
Yeah, of course. This is a big hit. There used to be a ballpark.
Oh, no. So this is a melancholy reminiscing song.
Oh, listen to us being urged on by that cello.
Gosh, man. You're tuning into RKO. Listening to the sultry sounds of old Blue Eyes. Melancholy tune about defunct ballparks.
Is this about the polo grounds?
There used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green.
Everybody!
And the people played.
This might as well be a church song.
That crazy goo goo game.
I'd never seen. And the air.
This sounds like a song that would be playing. Remember that song that we played last Christmas about like Daddy's bus?
Oh yeah, dying.
Slid on the ice and crashed.
This should have been in The Natural when Bump Bailey died running through the wall when he finally tried. 50-year-old movie.
All right,
what's that other garbage?
Uno Smash is Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh.
Just saying that makes me mad at you.
Right field.
Saturday summers when I was a kid.
God,
they needed to do more drugs. Because Puff the Magic Dragon was fun.
Pick out the captains.
From their album, Around the Campfire, guys. Can't believe
it's
you didn't get it.
Easy being a ball
glove.
The best time to play catch around a fire.
Strongest.
Yeah.
Shortstop and first. The last ones they pick.
I can't believe how many texts we're getting saying Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And that's
Frank Sinatra.
Mary got burned in the fire.
Text. The only time I've ever heard that Frank Sinatra song is when I was driving away from an Olive Garden as fast as I could.
That's insulting. This the text Frank Sinatra and the Olive Garden.
This text from the 607. My wife was sitting here shouting the songs. Those two, she knew them both. Like, did you marry a woman?
Of course
who,
she did.
Like, did you meet her in the Roaring Twenties?
Yeah.
Everybody knows those two.
Like, I mean, did you have sex the first time in a rumble seat? Like, how did she know those?
By Smash sounded like Emo Phillips trying to outrun a steamroller.
We're getting so many texts from people.
But there are some people who did get the Frank Sinatra one. There is not a single human on earth who wrote in about Peter, Paul, and Mary at any point ever. Unless someone's name was Peter Paul.
I can't believe it.
And he was getting married.
Right field by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Maitland, you like those?
Loved them. I heard every single bit of it when I was in there. Mm-hmm. Doing
Aren't
the
you
phones.
Glad? Yeah, yeah. Is that your favorite song about Saturday summers?
Yeah, and my favorite one about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. For
so what
sure.
was the theme?
It was baseball, obviously.
What?
There were several baseball songs.
Where does Hungry Like the Wolf go, Steve?
Yeah.
Hungry and Like the Wolf might have been the 10th song added
Glory Days is a baseball song?
Yeah.
That's what he was good at?
Okay.
I just assumed it was football because he's cool.
I had a friend who was a big baseball player.
Don't hear the words.
Back in high school.
Yeah, makes sense.
He could throw that speedball by you.
Oh, man. The speedball.
Make you look like a fool.
That guy throws a speedball.
Sounds like something I'd have said about baseball.
I got you. I'm on board now. Never.
I was walking in. He was walking out.
Never listened to the words all these years.
Where does Alabama and mountain music come
in? I don't know. That was on a list of great baseball songs. And I was looking at the lyrics. I didn't see anything about baseball, but I trusted the list.
They were playing baseball at Sherlock's using sawmill slats for bats. That's a lyric in there.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, great pull.
Look at that.
Steve said he read the lyrics and skipped right over that. Yeah. There's the whole song about
I read the first
bats.
Two lines. It wasn't it.
Yeah. Calling that a baseball song, that's the same as calling it a booze bottle with X's on it song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Like, you guys were all waiting for me to fall.
I was watching your brain.
Kelly's like, he can't do it. He started with no answer.
I was making direct eye contact, too. I was like, put the pressure on. Make it funny. Say something
Please
funny.
Please continue.
Well, you know what happened? I didn't. I failed just as your eyes told me I would.
No, I believed in you.
Shouldn't have. Taught you a lesson. Ha ha, in your face. Never trust me.
Dang it.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.